his room because I haven't finished wrapping all the baby shower presents yet.
Okay, I won't.
I just have to run out for a second and get some more wrapping paper. Now, I've locked the door, so don't you even try and look.
I won't.
You promise?
I promise.
Okay, I'll be back in a little while.
Oh, gosh, sometimes I can't believe all this is really happening. I'm actually going to have a baby.
It sure has been a big year for you. I mean, you know, getting married is such a step, and then actually getting pregnant on your honeymoon.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people who haven't seen me since the wedding, and they all have the same reaction. I've never in my life seen so many people mentally counting to nine.
Well, you know they're happy for you. I mean, it's so exciting. First Bill, now the baby.
I know. It's like there's a hand guiding my life. You know, people say, you know, is it too much, too fast? And I say, how fast can you get everything you've ever dreamed of? Oh, I'm sorry. I get so emotional all the time.
That's all right. The same thing happened to me with Quint. I mean, I would just cry at the drop of a hat. It got so I finally gave up watching commercials entirely. Ted would come home and I'd just be bawling my eyes out over some GI who'd called home on AT&T.
Well, you know, Elvis and Priscilla got pregnant on their honeymoon.
Did they?
They did. Little Lisa Marie was born exactly 9 months to the day from their wedding.
9 months to the day.
That's why they call him the king.
Hello, ladies. Oh, very nice, very nice.
Thank you, Anthony. I'm sorry you can't stay for the shower. It's just one of those all-girl times.
Believe me, Charlene, I understand perfectly. It's absolutely all right. I go to all-boys parties sometime, and we have those little tiny sandwiches with the crust cut off, and then we play word games where the prize is a biscuit cutter. So I've had my fill. By the way, the bakery did not have those key lime pies that you wanted, so I got lemon meringue instead.
That's okay.
That's exactly how I felt at the bakery. They always have key lime. I'm telling you, it's a sad day for bakers all around the world. I got to be going now. I got to pick up Bernice for the party.
Oh, by the way, Bernice, for some reason, thinks that this is a surprise party. So, you know, just humor her.
Mm-hmm. I always do.
Thank you, Anthony.
Oh, that's all right, Charlene. I'll go get you a pie anytime you want one.
You're so sweet. I feel stupid. He must think I've completely lost my mind.
Oh, don't be silly. Anthony understands.
Charlene, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Why?
Oh, Anthony said you were having a nervous breakdown. He was going to go punch out Chef Pierre.
Oh, don't be silly. Her hormones are just kicking in.
Oh, Charlene, don't you worry. We're going to cheer you up this afternoon of the shower. And let's see. Baby card. Baby card. Baby presents. Another registered letter for Suzanne.
Another one? It's from the same address. I don't see any point in giving them to her. I know she didn't open them.
How can somebody just not open their mail? I mean, that would drive me crazy.
It's that little bit of Scarlett O'Hara in Suzanne. She just doesn't accept bad news. Tells herself she'll think about it tomorrow. What she truly believes is that if she ignores something, it'll go away.
Seems to have worked with her husbands. Excuse me, I'm looking for a Miss Suzanne Sugarbaker.
Oh, she's not here right now. Is there something we can help you with?
Oh, dear. I always seem to miss her. It's important that I contact her today.
Well, maybe I can take a message for her. I'm Julia Sugarbaker. I'm her sister.
Oh, well, I suppose that would be all right. My name is Audrey Dickers. I'm director of pageants for Miss Georgia U.S. I'm sorry to have to come here like this, but our lawyers advise me that our charter's at stake and we have to do something.
Well, please sit down, Miss Dickers. I'm afraid I don't understand. Now, why is it that you need to speak with Suzanne? Has it something to do with her being Miss Georgia?
No, it has something to do with her not being Miss Georgia.
I don't get it.
Suzanne Sugarbaker was never Miss Georgia.
Excuse me. I personally saw her walk down that runway 15 years ago. She had on a red velvet cape, rhinestone crown, and a banner. Now you tell me, what was she?
A clerical error. Recently, we decided to put all our files on computer, and when my assistant was entering the 75 pageant file, she discovered the mistake. The numbers just don't add up.
I mean, Suzanne didn't win?
No. She was leading in all categories and by quite a wide margin until the final category, the question.
Was it really necessary to go through all this? I mean, this happened 15 years ago. You can't really do anything about it now.
On the contrary, it can be rectified, and it will be.
What do you mean?
I mean, she is going to have to give it back. There will be a ceremony tomorrow in which she will relinquish her crown to the true winner, a Miss Donna Jo Carnes of Waycross, Georgia. All the arrangements have been made. Here is the time and address of the ceremony. Please make sure your sister is there. I truly wish that I could have told her myself, but I feel confident that she will rise to the occasion with the true dignity and graciousness of all our girls.
Excuse me, Miss Dickers. Do you by any chance remember Suzanne?
No, I was still in South Carolina in 75. Why do you ask?
Oh, nothing. No reason.
Thank you for all your help.
Julia, how are you going to break it to her?
Maybe Suzanne won't be too upset. I mean, after all, she'll still be first runner-up. I mean, if for any reason the new Miss Georgia is unable to fulfill her duties, the first runner-up will take her place.
Charlene, that almost never happens. Well, maybe this is not so bad. I mean, it's just one title. I mean, she's got dozens of them.
We're not talking about just a title here. We're talking about Suzanne's whole self-image. Suzanne defines herself as a former Miss Georgia U.S. She spent the last 15 years of her life as such. And I might add, she has given a great deal back to this organization for them to come to her with this now.
Well, maybe we can put it to her real gently. You know, I had these friends once took care of a friend's cat while he was away on vacation, and the cat died, and they wanted to give him a little time to adjust to it, you know, so they wrote him a letter and said, the cat's on the roof. And then the second letter said, the cat fell off the roof. And then the third letter said, he broke his leg. And then the fourth letter said, he died.
What's the point?
I think it sort of softened the blow.
Hi. Charlene. You didn't go upstairs, did you?
No.
Good, because you're going to get a big surprise.
So are you.
Suzanne, why don't you come over here and sit down with us for just a moment?
Oh, but I have to finish wrapping the baby presents before everybody gets here.
Just a moment. Suzanne, do you ever think what your life might be like if you had never been Miss Georgia?
What is this, some kind of riddle?
Of course, it's absolutely inconceivable, but can you even picture it?
No. I'm trying. I can make it a little hazy, but no matter what I do, I can still see that tiara, and it's definitely on my head.
But I mean, what if it weren't on your head?
Well, that's ridiculous. Where would it be?
It's on the roof.
Somebody named Donna Jo Carnes.
Yeah. Why?
Oh, I bet she was a real sweet person. You just liked her a whole lot, huh?
Oh, she's a big, mean old country girl. I'll never forget her. She was all sweet whenever the judges were around, you know, hugging and kissing and slopping sugar. But when they weren't around, oh, boy, I shared a bathroom with her. And sure enough, the night before the talent competition, she managed to accidentally drop my fire baton in the commode. She thought I was born yesterday. Of course, I had a spare. Anyway, I fixed her a little wagon.
What'd you do?
I fixed her a little wagon. Her talent. It was a dramatic reading from The Grapes of Wrath, and she pulled this stupid little old wagon on stage filled with a bunch of poor people's stuff, and I fixed it so the wheels would fall off. Anyway, she redeemed herself on the question when she said she wanted to help little children all over the world, except in Soviet Russia.
What'd you say?
I said I wanted to have my own TV show. Anyway, how come y'all are asking me about this, and how do you know about Donna Jo?
All right, Suzanne, there's only one way to do this, so I'm just going to say it straight out right now.
Oh, one last thing. Would you make sure Suzanne brings the sash and the crown with her so we can give them to Donna Jo?
What? Surprise!
This is adorable! I've seen these before, but never one this nice. Thank you!
Charlene, your last present is from Bernice.
Bernice. With heavy.
Suzanne seems to be doing well. Maybe. I don't know. She's put the whole thing in the back of her mind. Still hasn't registered yet. Better register by tomorrow because they're expecting her down at that ceremony. Give up that crown.
It's a gerbil. Thank you, Bernice. It's a gerbil.
Yes. You know, whenever one of my friends was expecting, I'd always hear people ask, what do you want, a boy or a girl? And my friend would always say, I don't care. As long as it's healthy, I don't care what it is. And then I'd say, well, you'd care if it was a gerbil. So that's a kind of gag gift.
Of course, everybody isn't going to think it's funny. I'm just a friend. I'm not a professional comedian.
Okay, everybody. I've been writing down what Charlene said when she opened her presents. And, you know, baby shower lore tells us that these are the exact same things that she said to Bill the night their little precious was conceived. So here's a few of them. Oh. Oh. Just what I wanted. I've seen these before, but never one this night. It's a gerbil.
No!
I don't get it.
I'd like to make a toast. To Charlene's baby, may all her dreams come true. And may she have the things she most truly desires. And may she always be just exactly what she wants to be.
Oh, Monette, thank you.
They can have that crown when they tear it from my cold, dead scalp!
Charlene, you go on in. I don't think she'll hurt a pregnant woman.
Now, Anthony, you talk to her. She listens to you.
No way. I've seen this type of situation before. Every time there was a prison riot and some maniac locked himself in his cell, a priest or somebody would come along and say, I'll go in there. I can reason with him. He likes me. Next thing you know, that same guy's on the 6 o'clock news with a pistol stuck in his ear going, he's gonna kill me. He's a maniac. Give him whatever he wants.
And what are we all doing in the hall?
Waiting for you.
We're afraid to go in.
Do you know if she still owns that rifle?
I cannot believe you all. Suzanne's going through one of the most traumatic experiences of her life. And I would think that we, as her friends, would stand beside her in her hour of need. Now, Anthony, you get on in there.
Julia, I'm not kidding. I think we should send a note in first.
Let's not be silly about this. We'll all go in together, because Suzanne needs all of us. Remember, as upset as she may be, Suzanne is still a sweet, caring, loving human being. And also, there's no way she can cover the four of us with one gun. Hello, Suzanne.
Hello.
You okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Why?
Because you have kind of a funny look in your eye.
How do I look?
Like Bambi caught in headlights.
Suzanne, do you still have that big old gun you used to have?
Suzanne, you do know that we're here to take you down to the hotel, to the ceremony.
Yes, of course. I'm almost ready. Just let me touch up my makeup.
Okay, Suzanne, what's going on?
You know, Julia. We're going down to the Marriott. See those pageant people.
Oh, Suzanne, this is great. Yesterday when you said that stuff about your cold, dead scalp, you know, and then you ran out in the parking lot and threw yourself on the pavement kicking and screaming, and then you crawled to your car with the dirt and saliva all over your face, and then you drove out peeling rubber. We thought you were upset.
Silly ass.
Well, I talked to Consuela, and I'm better now.
Uh-oh. I don't like the sound of that.
I'd like to think this means you and Consuela had a soul-searching chat, and you reevaluated your priorities and realized, crown or no crown, you are who you are, but I have a feeling I'd be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling it's more like little dolls, straight pins, and chicken parts.
Did Consuela make a Donna Jo Carnes doll?
Yes. She also put a curse on that Audrey woman, too, and I wrote down here 100 times on this piece of paper, it will not happen. So y'all can just go ahead and laugh, but I know in my heart that it's just not going to happen.
Suzanne, you're just making this harder on yourself. Now, I've talked to Reese, and apparently there's no statute of limitations on this thing, and there's nothing we can do legally. I want you to face facts, one way or another. You will have to give up the crown.
No, Julia, you're wrong. I don't want it to happen, so it won't happen. Anyway, you're the one who taught me that.
Now the truth comes out.
I did not teach you that.
You most certainly did. When I was a little girl, you told me, Suzanne, if there's anything you want to be in this life, you can be it. All you have to do is want it enough. That's how I won that contest in the first place. I wanted it more. All those other girls running around saying, I don't care who wins. I just enjoy the camaraderie and meeting all the other girls from all over the state of Georgia. I didn't give a flip about meeting other girls. I could meet other girls any old time. And maybe they didn't mean it, but they said it. So a little tiny bit of them did mean it, but I never said it. Basically, I just said, I want that crown to be on my head. So I'll just go down there and talk to these people and explain it all to them, and then they won't take my crown. They can't, because... because you told me I can be whatever I want to be if I want it bad enough. And I want to be Miss Georgia for the rest of my life.
Gee, I guess this is where it's all going to end for Suzanne. As soon as she gets up on that runway, it's all going to hit her.
Hello, how are you? Thank you so much for coming. We'll begin soon. I understand Suzanne is backstage.
Yes, she is.
She must be a lovely person to do this for us. I can't wait to meet her and thank her for her generosity.
She wouldn't be saying that if she knew there was an Audrey Dickers doll with a pin stuck through its neck.
Do you think that Consuela can really put curses on people?
No. I think Suzanne can.
Girls, look what I found in the ladies' room.
Oh, Bernice, put her back.
Well, I heard her talking in the next stall, and I realized this is the woman you've all been wanting to meet, Donna Jo Carnes.
Oh. Hi.
Hello.
Gee, you must be excited to find out after all these years that you were really Miss Georgia U.S.
Find out? I knew it 15 years ago, that very night. I had Suzanne Sugarbaker beat fair and square. I knew she had pulled something.
Wait a minute. Suzanne didn't do anything. They added the numbers wrong.
After all, they're going to make up for it. You're going to be crowned Miss Georgia U.S. 1975 right now.
Oh, whoop-de-doo. What good does that do me now? 14 years ago, I could have ridden that title right out of Waycross. You could have married me a rich man. Do you know what first runner-up means?
If for any reason the new Miss Georgia is unable to fulfill her duties, the first runner-up will take
her
place.
Well, that never happens. No, no. First runners-up go back to Waycross. They marry somebody like that.
Did you want something, honey?
Yeah, you to be Burt Reynolds.
I couldn't be any happier if I was. Let me tell you, I'm about to bust my buttons. I'm so proud of this little girl. Told everybody down at the store, too. Donna Jo's gonna be Miss Georgia. I'm married to Miss Georgia U.S.
And what did they say?
They say, Donna Jo, no way. I said, yes, indeed. They say, you're crazy. I said, no, sir.
They get it, Lyle.
So, Lyle, what do you do for a living?
Oh, he manages an auto parts store. He sells spark plugs to farmers.
It's not as complicated as it sounds. Honey, they want to take a picture of you, me, and the kids.
All right. I don't care anything about pageants or titles or anything, but... tell you, I think I'm pulling for Consuela and the curse.
Me too.
Before we get to our annual Board of Governors meeting, I understand we have some unfinished business. Audrey?
Yes, we do.
Oh, gosh, look at Suzanne. Doesn't she look lovely? I think I'm going to cry.
She sure does.
We are gathered here today to crown, finally, Miss Georgia U.S. 1975, Miss Donna Jo Carnes.
Suzanne, if you can give up this crown gracefully, I take back every silly joke I ever made about beauty queens. Because when I told you you could be anything you wanted, I had no idea you'd want to be somebody so very special.
We have a very special guest with us tonight. It took some doing, but we managed to find, after 15 years, one of the actual judges that was there that night in 1975, Mr. Jim Klein. Mr. Klein will now present the sash and the crown to the true winner, Miss Georgia U.S. 1975.
Give me the crown.
No, Mr. Klein. You take the crown from this woman here, Suzanne Sugarbaker.
Sugarbaker? You mean that Donna Jo didn't win?
No, she didn't. There was a mix-up.
I'll say there was. This little girl gave me the best night in my life. That one wouldn't give me the time of day.
Thank you.